Track 3. Dragonflies with distant ancestors.
Well, we have two ponds here. One's just behind here, this first one. Settling ponds are originally what they were designed for. Most pits have a settling bed because you'd have a water content that's within the slag heap itself. All the sediment would settle out of it, and then the water would be pumped out into the Dolly afterwards. Otherwise, you'd just have too much silt going into the Dolly. And then behind us, we also have a reed bed. The reed bed is one of the largest in the north of the county. And what we're doing here is we're taking the trees back around the outside of the reed bed to try and give more space for the reeds. The River Dolly goes through the middle of here. It's a good habitat in the summer for all the warblers that we get coming through. Reed warblers and sedge warblers nest in here. In the winter, we have snipe that use this as a refuge. We also have water voles here as well. It's tucked away in the reed bed. Very hard to see, but they are in there.
During summer, this area is also alive with up to 18 species of dragonfly and damselfly. And this is just one of the things that make the reserve so important. Yet, as Ian Stafford reveals, none compare to the one found by Malcolm Spencer in 1978.
It was found in Bolsover Colliery, which is just the other side of the road. 300 million years old, the dragonfly was found in the coal seam, with a wingspan of just over a metre. Whereas the biggest one that you'll be seeing over the reed beds here is probably just over 10 centimetres in width. So quite a bit bigger. I don't think any small dogs would be safe with one of those buzzing about.
Return to the main track and follow it gently downhill. Turn left after passing through a squeeze stile and left again after a further 50 metres. Listen to track 4 at the pair of wooden benches overlooking the wetland area.